been seen, has never been seen, has never been seen. The legs of this wedding has never been seen.
Got to make allowances, ladies and gentlemen, you know. It's only once in a while we have a wedding like this when out come the best clothes, and there are certain dangers about the way you sit down, you know. There's the bride's mother, you know. She has a little bit of a difficulty. He had a big job lacing her in tonight. She'll probably lace him in later on. Anyway, now, while the wedding breakfast proceeds apace. Is that the correct way to put it? The children are going to entertain us. And first of all, we're going to have a Manx courting dance. I'll see if I can say it properly. We call it Hindern Bulya, which is, of course, the English name for it is Return the Blow. Now, children, those who are in, return the blow, please. His moustache is getting the tea, and there's something on the end of his nose as well.
Thank you.
am sure that we are all feeling very happy after witnessing the marriage of Donald and Nancy on this lovely June day. We have all known Nancy. And I had the privilege and pleasure of performing the marriage ceremony of Mr. and Mrs. Kermode shortly after I came to this parish. In subsequent years, I have watched Nancy and the rest of her family grow, and have spent many happy hours in the family circle. My experience tells me that Nancy is a good cook, a great help to her mother, and will make a first-rate wife. I have known Mr. and Mrs. Qualtrough for many years, and they were most kind to me when I was vicar at Kirkonkin. And knowing them as I do, I feel sure that Donald will make a good husband. We are sorry that he is taking her from our parish, but I am sure that many of us will be calling to see her when we are on our way to Douglas. I should like all present to join me in wishing them health and happiness and good luck.
Thank you. Master and Mistress Quattro. Master and Mistress Kemet, Parson Kinraid, me friends and me neighbors. I would like to thank the Parson and all of you for the nice things that you've said about Nancy and myself. I would especially like to thank Parson Kinraid. As if it wouldn't have been for him, I would not have met Nancy. I'm not much at making a speech, so I'll finish now by saying that if any of you are over ever passing Follicle Merton, you'll be right welcome to drop in and see us any time.
Extract from the Schoolmaster by T. E. Brown. All those things then time, but grew till at last the battle of Waterloo betwixt me mother and Danny that plied me with a cane one day till he nearly destroyed me. And home I run, and mother, and down have killed me. And what's this, father? And takes and hits me a clout on the head and looks me over and, come, she said, and away with me, dear, and in on the school. And, you dirty fool, you bob, you scout, you a man, you snifficant creep, she says to Dan, you, I'm just a disgrace to the place, and the bishop and the archdeacon, aye, and she'd be spaken to the parson, deed she'd let him know, she would go, and hit the mare against the wall and turn me up and show them off. Get out, said Dan, get out.
Thank you.
Not at this juncture to express our heartfelt thanks to everyone who has contributed in any way whatever towards the success of this function. The people living in Laxey and Lonnon will require no more than that, but outside Lonnon and Laxey there are other good friends too, those who have provided clothing going back over a great number of years. Juan Noah, our own Johnny Cleeter, who has continued to give us his advice and assistance. Particularly this evening, he's been a mine of strength to us. Now, I do hope I have not overlooked anyone. If I have done, may I express my sincere apologies beforehand and say that in thanking anyone responsible in any way, I mean very sincerely, thank you. And now, we've got our words before us, perhaps it's as well. We'll therefore be able to sing three verses of Ellen Vanin, two verses of the Manx National Anthem, and finally the Queen. I hope our homecomers will not then just disappear, because in the last verse of the Manx Wedding, you heard that there was going to be music and fun and games, and we invite you, at the conclusion of the official part of the proceedings, to take part in Kissing the Ring with us. Thank you, Ferdy.
Thank you. doing?
What you doing, Joey?